Haiti. Civil society group urges emergency meeting of stakeholders ahead of key CARICOM summit in Jamaica. CARICOM is set to hold a critical summit on the situation in Haiti from July 6 to 8, 2025, in Montego Bay, Jamaica. Ahead of this high-level meeting, the civil society group, Groupe de la Société Civile, GSC, is sounding the alarm over the worsening multidimensional crisis in the country and is calling for an urgent meeting of national stakeholders to save the transitional process. In a virtual meeting held on July 1, convened by the CARICOM Group of Eminent Persons, GPE, key signatories of the April 3, 2024 accord acknowledged the clear failure to meet core objectives, most notably, the organization of credible elections in 2025 aimed at transferring power to elected authorities by February 7, 2026. Participants in the meeting included Edward Vorbe, Fanmi Lavalis, Raina Forbin and Wilhelm Lemke, private sector, Claude Joseph, EID Party, Gédéon Jean, civil society, Patrick Solomon, REN, Jean-André Victor, January 30 Collective, Moïse Jean-Charles and Betty Lamy, Pitet Dessalines, Magali Camo-Dennis and Ted St. Dick, Montana Accord, André Michel, Marjorie Michel, and Pascal Adrien, December 21 Accord. In a statement released on July 3, the GSC denounced the failure to implement the commitments outlined in the agreement, particularly the creation of a volunteer assembly representing 9 key sectors that was intended to supervise the Presidential Transitional Council, PTC. This body was tasked with ensuring the strict application of the agreement in both letter and spirit, pursuing essential political negotiations to secure durable compromises, issuing consensus-based recommendations to steer the transition. According to the GSC, none of these objectives have been achieved, while the country edges dangerously close to institutional collapse. The group is therefore demanding an emergency meeting of all stakeholders to prevent the total breakdown of the process and to chart concrete solutions. Amid growing regional and geopolitical tensions, the GSC also warned of potential foreign intervention in Haiti's internal affairs. It referenced the resolution adopted on June 27, 2025, during the OAS's fourth plenary session, which hints at the possibility of external control over Haiti's transitional process, particularly under the leadership of the new U.S. administration. This looming threat, the GSC argues, makes a national mobilization even more urgent. The parties must demonstrate their commitment to Haiti's sovereignty by acting in good faith, the group emphasized. For the GSC, only credible elections and genuine institutional stabilization can lead to a successful transition. And that, they stress, can only happen through a swift return to the negotiation table.